Well, before I begin my talk, we have a couple of very, very special guests this morning, and they are pretty invisible to all of you, but let me just tell you, first of all, we belong to Centers for Spiritual Living, our home organization, which is located in Golden, Colorado. And Fred tonight is going to tell some of us a little bit about what that means, but for now, I would just like to say, one of the things it means is our organization has two directors, and those directors happen to be here this morning, and I'm so thrilled they're here. So just quickly, I would like to introduce you to the Director of Member Support and Education and Publishing, Reverend Dr. Judy Morley. And beside her, the Director of Operations, Steve Burton. So some of us are going to see them later on because Steve is going to speak to us at our banquet, and we're very excited about that. But before I went any further, I wanted to tell you about them being here. My talk this morning is awareness to action, from awareness to action. And I may have it up there or not. I do. Yay. From an awareness to action. And when you think about it, that's how everything goes. Well, whatever we are aware of, our actions come out of that awareness. They couldn't be any other way. But sometimes our awareness is at such a level we're reacting rather than choosing. So I think I've got it going the right way. Eric, could you advance, please? My little gadget isn't. There we go. So awareness. Awareness simply means what you're aware of. What you're aware of. And when we study in a center like this, we become aware. We start to understand that we're more than our bodies. We're more than our thoughts. We're more than our actions. We're more than our beliefs. That we are one with the creator of the universe, and are subject to its laws. That we only thing that happens to us is what happens through us, through our beliefs, through our consciousness, through our awareness. And sometimes we're greatly aware. And I say awake. Sometimes we're awake. When we're awake, we know who we are. And when we know who we are, we know who everyone else is too. When we know who everyone else is, then our actions are loving, they're kind, they're responsible, resourceful. And when we are asleep, not so much. So I love this picture, and that what it says is actions speak louder than words. So the actions that we take, truly, and this little boy is helping a little girl down some steps, and I just thought it was charming to see this action. This, you can see there's kindness, there's consideration happening. So this child is saying, I care for you. I like to think it's an older brother with his sister, but it could be any boy and girl. It's actions speak louder than words. I had little brothers, and I know I wasn't kind to them. Right up until I was about 40, I think. But but anyway, we learn and we grow. I didn't know who I was for a long time. I was asleep. Here's the thing. When you awaken, you take one small step. One small step. You take one small step from an awareness of who you are. One small step towards your wholeness, towards your prosperity, towards your well-being. You don't have to embrace it all at once. When you're studying, it's the same thing. You try one small thing at a time. And then from that ease, from doing that one small thing, you'll do other things. I read a story about awareness I want to share with you. It's a teaching story, and I believe it comes out of the Sufi tradition. But it's the story of someone went to a great master and said, Master, please teach me how to stay in consciousness, how to be awake. And the and he said, I really want to learn, but I must tell you one thing first. I'm a thief, and I will always be a thief. I've tried to quit. I can't quit. So don't try to, if you'll accept me as your student, but you can't change me from being a thief because I like stealing. And so I steal. And the master said, you're accepted as my student, and it's quite all right with me if you continue to be a thief. I only have one condition, that you stay awake in everything you do. You stay awake. You stay in awareness. In awareness. So the thief went about and he tried to do his thing, but he'd be awake and see his oneness with all life. And he came back to the master and said, Master, I can't do it. I even broke into the prince's palace and I saw all this gold treasure. But when I was aware, when I remembered who I was, when I was awake, they were just stones. They weren't nearly as valuable as my connection with Source. And the master said, very well, I still continue accepting you as my student. So you see, that is the way it is for us. When we awaken, we still see the same life that we've always been living. We see the same people. But the people see us differently, and we start to see the world differently. I had a great experience this morning. I stopped at Starbucks as usual, but I knew what I was going to speak about. So for the first time in, I hate to say, probably 3 years, I used my travel mug because that is in alignment with my beliefs of looking after the planet, to take my cup with me to get my drink rather than getting a disposable cup. And I was feeling pretty good about myself, and I parked my car, and I was walking, and this car came by me. Guy rolled down his window, and he said, and this has never happened, he said, you look so beautiful today. Was not a person, I thought maybe I knew the guy. I'd never seen him before in my life. You look so beautiful today. That's a great outfit. And I went into Starbucks, and the server there also commented. I thought, this doesn't usually happen. There was something else. So here's the other thing that happened. As you know, I frequent Starbucks quite often. Some of you figured that out, and so for birthday presents, I get a card. I mean, I love it, and it's fine, and I know that I'm not doing myself terrible harm because I believe it's all good for me and it's all God. But anyway, I got a survey. And the day I got the survey, I had noticed something. The women in that Starbucks are so good. They're great servers. Every single one of them knows me by name and knows what I drink, and they call me by name and start my drink even if they're not busy. The men don't have a clue. They don't know me. They've served me maybe 15, 20 times, and they still ask my name, and I say, it's Heather again. And I try to be, anyway, I had this survey, and one of the things they ask is, did the server remember your name? And I thought, well, some do and some don't. I'm going to put it in the middle, and then I'm going to explain. So I put it in the middle, and there was no place to give comments. So I went to the manager, and I said, I want to explain this because I love this place. And most of your servers, especially the women, are terrific. And the men are good at their jobs, but they're not good people because they don't bother learning my name. And when I went in this morning, he happened to be there. He wasn't working. He was sitting at the counter watching his two men servers. And I thought, this is good. I thought it was good because obviously this is a people business, just like this is a people business. The Center for Spiritual Living is about you. It's about you learning to live in such a way that you're awake and aware. Okay. And then there. Okay. So what we do, maybe I want to go back one. And I can. Yay. First of all, we use our awareness to notice what God is saying to us, what that inner voice is saying to us. What is our vision for our life? What are the desires of our heart? What do we want to be, do, or have has to start there. We start there. We become aware, and then we need to take action. And the first action for most of us, especially those of us who've taken a few classes, is to pray first. You listen, you meditate, you hear the voice of God, and then you pray for what it is you do want. Not what you don't want, but what you do want. That's the first action you take. Now, some of you don't even know this because here in the public places, I call it affirmative prayer, but any of you students know that it's really called spiritual mind treatment. Affirmative prayer is called spiritual mind treatment. And in the old days, we used to say, treat and move your feet. Treat and move your feet. That, in other words, become aware, pray, and then take action. What action should you take? Whatever is the next thing to do. Whatever is the next thing to do. And sometimes you think, well, that has nothing to do with what I was praying for. It doesn't matter. Do it anyway. Whatever is on your path is yours to do. And this wonderful quote by Gandhi, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. When you give to others, when you volunteer in a center like this or any place, when you give of your time or your talent, you are benefiting first you. Before you've even benefited the organization, you benefit you. Why? Because your consciousness has been up-leveled. You're now operating as God operates. This thing itself that simply gives of its beauty and grace and wholeness. So the gift of service. I know many of you are in service here, and if you're not already in service, see Kathy Story, who's holding high watch in the back of the room, because you will be so grateful that you took a chance and thought, maybe there's something I could do over there. Maybe there's something I could do there. So you treat, pray, from your inspiration, and then you do the next thing. That's the action you take. And here's, remember, who doesn't remember the story of the emperor's new clothes? I'm not going to demonstrate it. You'll be happy about that. But I just want to say that I love this little children's story because everyone was afraid to tell the truth but a child. Everyone was afraid to say what was obvious. The emperor doesn't have any clothes on. So here's the other thing for all of us to remember as we are taking action, to tell our truth about it. And our truth will never be about blame. It will never be about somebody else was wrong. Our truth will be something about the action of God in us or in another. Yesterday we had a memorial service for Bill Hart, who is one of our major donors and passed in July, and we miss him terribly, and it was a beautiful, beautiful service. And his grandson told a story that I was grateful he told, because Bill in classes often told about listening to spirit within him. And then spirit wouldn't let him go until he did whatever it was. So his grandson told the story about a challenge that Bill had. Bill was, he had a company, a compressor company. And someone came to him with an issue. They needed some work, and he said, I think I can help you, but I don't know exactly how to do it. And he puzzled about it for days. How can I make this work? How can I do this thing? And he was supposed to meet with the man the next day. That night, spirit woke him up. Well, spirit dreams through him and gave him the exact dimensions of the solution. And then gave it again, and then asked for Bill, this is all in his dream, asked Bill to say it back to him so that he had it correct, until he had it exactly right. When he had it exactly right, the dream was over, he woke up and wrote it down. So that's the way. All of us have that. We all have a connection to the divine that is infinite and eternal, that knows more than we think we do. Because it knows everything, right? It knows everything. But we have to get quiet. And if you're open to it coming in your dreams, it can come in your dreams. If you're not, then at least take 10 or 15 minutes daily where you get still. So that still small voice of the divine can speak and you can hear. I love Einstein's with this. A definition of insanity, I'm pretty sure it didn't come from him, is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So are you guilty of that? Am I guilty of that? Sure, sometimes we go to sleep. Sometimes we go to sleep, we forget that awareness is everything. And we need to remember that if something isn't working, if we're doing the same thing over and over and over again, we get certain results. It's not just the doing, folks. If you're thinking the same thing over and over and over again, that's the first cause of all results. What are you thinking about? Oh. The more you resist, the more it persists. In the affirmation this morning that Vedette wrote, talked about, we quit. We need to be able to be aware of our resistance and to let it go. It's so easy to say it, harder to do it, but it's true. If you find yourself resisting something, you know you're actually building in consciousness. You're building a place for it to be in your life, the thing you're resisting. While I was in that same Starbucks this morning, the manager was talking to his staff in a very friendly way, but he was talking about his 10-year-old son. And the 10-year-old son, they've just got a dog. And the 10-year-old said to him, "Dad, I really loved having the dog, and I don't mind taking him for the walks, but I really hate picking up the poop first before I put it in the bag." So talk about lack of awareness. They didn't know that you're supposed to put your hand in the bag first, then pick up the poop, right? Poor kid. So what are we doing it's an amusing story, but in some ways, in some places in our life, we're picking up poop with our hands when we have a bag right there to pick it up with. In some places in our life, we're doing something that isn't becoming of the God we are, of the good we are, isn't becoming of the light we are. So here's the thing. You have the power to create light in the darkest days. Choose to shine. You have the power to create light in the darkest days, and the reason you do is because you are the light. It is your nature. If you're made in the image and likeness of the One, then this is who you really are. It is who you really are. So, what one step could you take today that would move you toward the good that you desire and claim? What one thing could you do right now to be in service? What one thing could you do that would make you aware that you are aware? There are several levels of awareness. I found one pyramid that said that there were seven, and I looked at it and thought, maybe there are seven. I don't know if there are seven or 12. I know that there are at least four. And the easiest way to think of it is this way. There's a consciousness that is victim-related. It's a consciousness of things happen to me. Things just happen. I get smacked by life, and then I get up and life smacks me again. Or I get lucky in life and then it's the right, something like that, but it has nothing to do with the consciousness of the person. So it's a life happens to me consciousness. The second level of consciousness is when we learn, like Michael's song, I've got the world on a string. So it happens by me. I'm making it happen. By goodness, I'm going to make this thing happen. That's not bad, but it's, if you stop there, you'll be very tired. Because what you're saying is, I have to control everything that's happening. I have to make it sure it happens. I have to make it happen. So there's another level. And that other next level is that it happens through me. Through me. Now, we're using the awareness that God is what I am, operating through its perfect law, and it's easy. It happens through me. And I still meditate and pray so I can hear what it is that's wanted. I still get quiet so I hear the voice for God in me. I still take the actions after the prayer. And the fourth level of consciousness is when there is no sense of separation whatsoever. It happens as me. Life happens as me. Put your hand on your heart. I allow life to move through me. I take action. It's the action of God. As me. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. So please, thank you. I'm now going to pray for us. So let's just join in consciousness as we pray together. So in the stillness of this moment, I remind myself that there is only God and nothing else. There is only this one infinite presence that is all-knowing, that it is all creativity, that it is the creative process itself, and it is everywhere present. It's right where I am. It's right where each one in this room is. And I speak this word in the first person for everyone here, everyone watching on our live stream, anyone watching the podcast, or listening to it, this is for you. I know who I am. I am one with the infinite power and presence of the divine. And from that place of awareness of unity, I speak my word for absolute perfect vital health, for a world that works for everyone, that what I see as good is good everywhere, and I see good for everyone. I speak this word for myself, for perfect well-being and amazing creativity. Creativity that flows through me in new and wonderful ways. Creativity that lights up my mind and my life. I speak this word for a greater awareness of love. That every person in my life is there by right of consciousness so that I can love more. And I give more love knowing that I'm already loved, for I am the beloved. I speak this word for a prosperity, for ever, ever increasing financial abundance and freedom, that what is great and right for the universe itself is great and right for me. I decide to prosper. I decide to be well. I decide to love. I choose to be awakened and awake in everything I do. And I know from this moment on, my life is even more greatly blessed than it has been up until now. It's complete, thank you, God. It's done. So with my heart overflowing with gratitude, I simply release this word to the action and activity of law. Please help me anchor it by saying with me, and so it is.